Tracy from Hartford's on the line. Morning, Tracy.
Morning.
Morning. So what happened to you? What's your QE2 A&E happy memory?
Well, it was way, way back in 1979. I was involved in a motorbike accident with my boyfriend.
Ooh.
It's all right. It wasn't bad.
Good.
We just sort of flew over the top of a car and went skidding down the road. You know,
it doesn't sound bad.
No. Not bad. It was on one of our checkup visits back at the hospital. In those days, you had to go back to the A&E for your checkups. And we'd gone back together, and my mum was also with us. And I was on crutches because I've got cuts to both my feet, and my boyfriend had stitches in his face.
Well, as you say, it wasn't a bad accident.
No, you know, just minor little cuts and grazes, broken bones, you know.
So you went back, and what happened?
Well, we were standing waiting for an appointment, and he bent down to tie his shoelaces up and looked up at me and said, "Oh, while I'm down here, will you marry me?"
Oh.
So I thought, at this point, we'd only been going out together for maybe a couple of months at the most. I was only 19 as well, and I just sort of pushed him over and said, "Don't be stupid." He sort of got himself back up, back on his knees, and said, "No, I mean it, will you marry me?" I was sort of like gobsmacked, and a nurse that was walking by at the time said, "Quick, say yes, I heard him say it, he can't get out of it."
So did you?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh.
I thought, well, no one else is going to ask me, I might as well say yes.
And, you know, the sickness and health thing have clearly come true already.
Well, so, yeah.
And I'm hoping you're still together now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got married. I made sure we arranged it really quickly. And we got married.
So we couldn't get out of it.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah. We got married the next year, and we've been married 32 years this year.
Oh, Tracy, that is a brilliant story. Thank you.
How about that? Proposed to in A&E.
So romantic, isn't it? With the syringes and the blood and the scabs.
Well, he still keeps trying to get out of it, though, even after all the years.
He keeps saying to me,
"No, he keeps saying to me, we had an accident. He must have got brain damage. And surely that's a get out clause, but I won't let him."
Tracy, have a good day. Take care. Bye.
And you, thanks. Bye. Bye.